This is episode 59 of the ActorCast. Acting is listening. Welcome to ActorCast, the podcast that broadcasts the work, advice, and insight of actors, writers, directors, producers, and other industry experts in show business. I'm your host, Patrick McAndrew. Sit back, take notes, and enjoy the show. Listening is not merely hearing. It is receiving the message that is being sent to you. Listening is reacting. Listening is being affected by what you hear. Listening is letting it land before you react. Listening is letting your reaction make a difference. Listening is active. This is a quote by Michael Shurtleff, who wrote the amazing book Audition, which I highly recommend checking out, a very popular book for actors. And this quote just basically sums up what this episode of ActorCast is going to be about. So I guess I could just grab my things and walk out of here now, because that's basically all you need to know. Acting is listening. Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of ActorCast, where you are learning the latest and greatest information on how you can improve in your acting careers, both on the craft side as well as the business side. When it comes to acting, I think it's very interesting because a lot of times, especially non-actors, will ask questions such as, oh, how do you memorize so many lines? Or even if you're working on film or television, how do you navigate the technicalities of the camera? And of course, these are certainly skill sets that one has to develop. You definitely do have to have a method of sorts for memorizing your lines, how to internalize those, how to also recite your lines in a way that gives them feeling, that gives them emotion, that allows you to fully portray and embody your character, or at least give off the appearance that you're fully embodying this character. And we also need to be familiar with the technicalities of the space that we're working in. Whether we're working on stage and we need to be aware of how large the theater is, where our certain lights will hit us on stage, or whether we're working on camera and we need to hit our marks and just be mindful of where things are on set. This is also something very important to develop. But I think one skill set that often gets overlooked as actors is our ability and capacity for listening. Listening is so critically important in order to be able to put up a good performance, especially when we are performing in television or film, when the camera will often show you and your reaction to another character speaking. This is incredibly common. I encourage you to watch a movie or a television show right now or later today, and just see when someone, it's often when someone is beginning to end their line and you see the reaction, you see how it's landing on the other character's face. But despite this, it's also very important on the stage as well. We need to be hyper aware of our surroundings. We need to be aware of what's going on around us, both outside of the character, but then also as the character as well. While, yes, it's very easy, especially in theater, of course, to get into the routine if you keep doing a show night after night after night, and it loses some of that luster, and it's very easy to just kind of go through the motions of the play, it's incredibly easy for actors to just tune out and to no longer listen. But it's when actors listen that that's what makes it engaging. That's what makes the performance so compelling. If I am an audience member in the theater, or whether I'm sitting at my couch, on my couch watching the screen, or in a movie theater, no matter where I may be, I'm going to be so much more drawn in to this conversation, to this dialogue, to this drama that is happening before me, if I realistically believe that the characters in the scene are just as involved as what's going on, whether it is a life or death situation or whether it is a very casual conversation that they are having. In our society today, where we are so drawn to our digital devices, it's becoming increasingly more difficult for us to listen to one another in our daily lives. Our phones are constantly vying for our attention, and it's not uncommon to try to hold a conversation with someone while they're on their phone scrolling through things and just completely oblivious to what you're saying to them. We need to be very careful that this doesn't transfer over into our acting work. And that's actually a big concern that I have as an actor myself, is that not only do I have to make sure that I am present within the scene, that's pretty much all that's in my control. I can't control whether my scene partner or scene partners are present themselves. It's really going to affect the entirety of the project if we don't come to our work fully present, moment by moment, and are just living in the space that we're in. Now, of course, if some sort of traumatic thing is happening in our real life, then it's important that we take that step away from our work and address what's happening in our personal lives before we return to the work. That is understandable. But if we are not present just in a casual sense, it's really going to affect our work a lot because the audience is going to see that. The audience is going to be able to see when you're not listening, when you're not paying attention. As Michael Shurtleff said, listening is an active behavior. It is by no means a passive action at all. It is something that requires an immense amount of concentration, and it is one of, if not the most important, key ingredient when it comes to acting. Because if you're listening and reacting realistically, it's going to be real. if you're really paying attention to not only what is happening around you, but what is being said by the person that you're performing with, it's going to inform your performance. It's going to inform how you react to what is being said, to what is being done. It just makes such a huge impact, and I think it's something that could easily be overlooked by actors. So just keep that in mind, that acting is listening. It's a big reason why myself personally am drawn so much to acting, because it requires you to be present. It requires you to be in the moment. It requires you to escape all of the distractions of our everyday lives. It really asks and requires you to be there, to be in the moment. And that's where you're going to find your strongest performances, is when you leave everything else outside of the performance and focus on the task at hand through listening. Thank you so much for tuning in to this episode of ActorCast. You can head to actorcast.fm and leave us a review to let us know what you thought of this episode. If you haven't already done so, sign up for our newsletter to get the latest and greatest information on upcoming guests, showcases, and much more. I look forward to catching you all in the next episode, and you know what time it is. It's time to go out and create.